This is Passport to Texas. Hummingbird enthusiasts look forward to July because that's when these tiny, enigmatic birds start their migration into Texas, beginning out west.
July is usually the start of our hummingbird migration, when we've got thousands of ruby-throated hummingbirds heading this way from the northern regions.
Texas Parks and Wildlife's Mark Klim heads up the annual Hummingbird Roundup Survey in Texas, where scientists and citizens have documented some 18 different species of hummingbirds in the state.
The Roundup really provides us with information about the hummingbird population here in Texas and gives us an idea of where they're being found.
While the bird count takes place year-round, the influx of birds beginning this month and peaking in August and September makes it an ideal time to participate in this citizen science project.
And this would be a good time to start looking at possibly increasing your numbers of feeders if you have a yard that is going to be actively used by hummingbirds. The best way to get hummingbirds in your yard is to prepare a good hummingbird garden. Lots of plants that will feed the birds, such as salvias, Turk's cap, trumpet vine.
If you love watching hummingbirds, sign up to participate in the Hummingbird Roundup and receive your own survey kit. Find out how when you visit the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.